Exploring the High Redshift PBH $Lambda $CDM Universe, Early Black Hole Seeding, The First Stars and Cosmic Radiation Backgrounds, by Nico Capelluti et al. We explore the observational implications of a model in which primordial black holes PBHs with a broad birth mass function ranging in mass from a fraction of a solar mass to approximate light year 10 to the power of 6 m_O, consistent with current observational limits, constitute the dark matter component in the universe. The formation and evolution of dark matter and baryonic matter in this PBH lambda CDM tilde universe are presented. In this picture, PBHDM mini-halos collapse earlier than in standard lambda CDM, baryons cool to form stars at Z approximate light year 15 to 20, and growing PBHs at these early epochs start to accrete through Bondi capture. The volume emissivity of these sources peaks at Z approximate light year 20 and rapidly fades at lower redshifts. As a consequence, PBHDM could also provide a channel to make early black hole seeds and naturally account for the origin of an underlying dark matter halo, host galaxy and central black hole connection that manifests as the M_BH-sigma correlation. To estimate the luminosity function and contribution to integrated emission power spectrum from these high redshift PBHDM halos, we develop a halo occupation distribution HOD model. In addition to tracing the star formation and Ryanisotin history, it permits us to evaluate the cosmic infrared and X-ray backgrounds CIB and CXB. We find that accretion onto PBHs, AGN successfully accounts for the detected backgrounds and their cross-correlation, with the inclusion of an additional IR stellar emission component. Detection of the deep IR source count distribution by the JWST could reveal the existence of this population of high redshift star forming and accreting PBHDM. This was exploring the high redshift PBH $Lambda $CDM universe, early black hole seeding, the first stars and cosmic radiation backgrounds, by Nico Capelluti et al.